Okay, we'd like to welcome everyone out tonight to our March 9th, 2021, regular city council meeting. We'll start tonight with the pledge allegiance led by Kevin and the opening prayer by Russell.
I think I moved the flag back.
I think I did too.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our kind and gracious Father, which art in heaven, we humbly bow our heads before thee this evening, grateful to thee for the opportunity thou have given us to live here in this great land. We ask thee, Father in heaven, to please reach out with thy hand and guide and direct this nation and get it back on track where thou would have it be. We ask thee, Father in heaven, to bless us now as a city council, that thy spirit will touch and guide and direct us, that all that we do will be with the mind to benefit the citizens of Mount Pleasant City. Father in heaven, we're grateful for the opportunity to be the council and the mayor of this city. We ask you to extend thy blessings away from the council meeting as we go about the city, that we will be aware and welcome the input from the citizens as they come forth, that we will be able to handle their questions and the things that need to go on outside this council meeting tonight. Father in heaven, we love thee. Our dear brother and Savior Jesus Christ, we love thee, and we thank thee, Father in heaven, and seek these blessings in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Roll call.
Justin.
Here.
Kevin.
Here.
Mike.
Here.
Russell.
Here.
Grumpy.
Here.
And Sam.
Here. Okay, next on our agenda is to approve the minutes of the February 3rd special work session held at 6 p.m. This was our discussion with the... lots of things.
On February 3rd, 2021 at 6:30?
6
p.m.
What's a typo?
For that special work session?
That is a typo on minute 6 o'clock.
Is that on the top part?
Yeah, it's like 6:60 on the top part, so we just need to change that. Have the motion by Rondi and seconded by Sam to accept the minutes of the special work session held at 6 p.m. on February 3rd, 2020. Just on the minutes, we need to change that time. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Next is our February 9th, 2021 regular city council meeting held at 6:30.
That was a long meeting.
Yeah, this was the...
That was quite a lengthy little meeting, wasn't it?
Yes.
Nobody has any questions, I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes for 9 February 2021, 6:30 PM, regular meeting.
I'll second those minutes.
Okay, I have the motion by Russell and seconded by Kevin to approve the meeting, the minutes of the February 9th regular city council meeting held at 6:30 PM. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Next is our February 23rd, 2021 regular city council meeting held at 6:30 minutes.
Requisition on item 4 for the power, is there supposed to be a number in there?
There was no number on the top of the requisition.
Okay.
That was handed out that day.
Just M Power?
Yeah. That was part of the company M Power, so that's why I just put that as the number.
I see.
By Sam and seconded by Justin to approve the city council meetings of the February 23rd, 2021, 6:30 regular meeting. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Next is our transaction register dated 2/1/21 to 2/28/21 in dollar amount of a minus $1,546.15.
They started charging him on the bill for it, but he wasn't connected yet, and so they credited it to that until he's connected.
So what it was is they ran his connection on UEA weekend where there'd be no traffic up and down just south and put on millimeters and started billing him and he wasn't ready for the water use. So Coulter went and locked the meters so they knew that they couldn't use the meters.
Well, I'll make a motion when we approve the transaction register 02012021 to 02282021 in the amount of a negative $1,546.15.
I'll second that one.
Okay, we got the motion by Russell and seconded by Rondi to accept the transaction register dated 2-1-21 to 2-28-21 in the dollar amount of a negative $1,546.15. Roll call.
Johnson.
Yeah.
Kevin.
Yes.
Russell.
Yes.
Rondi.
Yes.
Sam.
Yes.
Okay, next is approval of the claims and requisitions. So claims dated 2-20-2021 to 3-8-2021 in the dollar amount of $316,320.45.
I guess the best version of page 3 for a bar cart is for the off cross street.
For what was it, sorry?
So it's a white bar cart.
Yes, that's for across the street. No, I'm shut off to be here. No, they had to prepare the kitchen downstairs. There wasn't anything inside the kitchen for the lunch area. So they got a little table.
This is it. Page 4 on the special deposit for this. I think it's for Cook, Charles, and Gale.
Yeah.
Is that, says the deposit refund, is that going this or is that going the other?
No, this is because it's a check that was written out of the regular check city. It's when they close their account and what's left on their account.
This month. Yeah.
So the city has to pay $1,500 for the basketball tournament, huh?
So that's for how many? It was for like 5 teams, wasn't it?
6th, 7th, and 8th grade.
Yeah.
So what, they don't tag the parents anymore for them things, huh?
It's part of what they pay, and then we pay wherever the tournament is.
So it's part of the money they pay to register their child.
So it comes out of the registration and they hold it and then it goes whoever sponsors the tour.
Yeah, because I know when I was over that recreation department, the parent put the bill.
Yeah, so it's like they pay it the first year and then we reimburse whoever's for that. Kind of like our referees and stuff.
Yeah. As far as the service in the vehicles, are we doing that now again in-house, or?
Yeah, we never quit.
I thought we did at one time.
Just the big trucks, right?
No, we do all the, major engine work, and for, if something major on a track or something that we can do, we'll line up. All the small fleet, and anything we can do, we take care of.
Are you ready for a motion?
Unless somebody has questions, no questions.
I'll make a motion, we approve the invoice register dated 2/20/2021 to 3/8/2021 in the amount of $316,320.45.
So we have a second.
Second.
Have a motion by Kevin, a second by Russell, to accept the invoice register dated 2/20/21 to 3/8/21 in the dollar amount of $316,320.45. Roll call.
Justin.
Yeah.
Kevin.
Yes.
Russell.
Yes.
Rocky.
Yes.
Sam.
Yeah.
Okay, next, requisition number 3092021080804. To Annexer for the dollar amount of $17,049.50.
No shame tonight, asking a question.
No, he told me that these are transformers that they have in stock right now, that he wants to get some that we have here, because if he waits, they are up to 8 to 12 weeks out. So while they have some, he wants to get them.
Just have one hand.
Because the way we're growing right now, they need to have some, is what he said.
I'll make a motion, we approve requisition number 3092021080804 for $17,049.50 to Annexer as the vendor.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, I got the motion by Justin and seconded by Rondi to approve requisition number 3092021080804, vendor to Annexer for the dollar amount of $17,049.50. Roll call.
Justin.
Yeah.
Kevin.
Yes.
Russell.
Yes.
Rondi.
Yes.
Sam.
Yeah.
Okay, only one requisition, right?
Yep.
Sam.
Okay, next item, water connection, Mark Pewitt. Come on up.
This last fall, I bought a lot here, trying to come back. Me and my family group, you know, I grew up in San Pete. Me and my family had a house here. Moved away for a while, coming back. So I bought a lot there on Third South and about 550 East. With the understanding that all utilities were on the lot, ready to build. And then as me and Coulter were going through, found that there was no water running up between 5th and 6th up 3rd. So I'm trying to see if there's anything that we can do as far as running through the easement to the west, or anything in, as far as getting water to the property without having to put a main line in from between 5th and 6th.
There's no water all the way from 4th and 6th. On 3rd South.
It's cleared out on 4th?
Yeah.
Where's the lot again?
This is on 3rd South, right?
Yeah.
Between?
5th and 6th East.
And then you have an interest level.
No, it's on third, so we're back a couple of blocks, back to the north, purple.
So is he right, are you right in the middle of the block or something?
Right west of Mike Price.
Yeah, I got the half acre lot from Mike Price.
That's west.
Right there in the middle of the block on the west of his.
He's on the corner?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's up on, so where's the closest main?
Fifth east, four sixth.
So it's just that one?
About dead center of the block.
Just that one block?
Yeah.
So there's not a water line, what I'm understanding, there's not a water line running, and this is on the south side of the road, right?
Yes.
So there's not a water line running either on the north or the south side of the street?
No.
Between fifth and sixth east?
Right.
There's sewer?
There's sewer, he ran, Mike owned originally both properties before he split it. He had to run, in order for his house, because he didn't have sewer for his house, we made him run a six inch main on the back of his property down through and run the easement down through their city house for the six inch main for sewer. However, there was no water, but Mike tied his home off of sixth east, because there's water running across sixth east, so his meter's on sixth east.
So where are you gonna hook on the sewer?
We got approval to hook that six inch line in the back of the property.
How come we run it in the middle of the block?
What?
The sewer line.
Sewer's not in the middle of the block.
It is, back lot.
It's on the back lot.
Yeah, which is in the middle of the block.
Yeah, that's why, don't they usually run them out in the street?
Not where this was at, because there was nowhere to tie on them through the back. If you, that's only.
So how many connections are gonna be on that six inch line?
Just the one more, just this house.
And that, not a possibility for any but more to hook onto that?
It runs right through the Robert Seavey's yard and hits the main on fifth.
Fifth east?
Fifth east.
On the east side of the road.
So the problem comes when somebody tries to build across the street from him, there's no sewer.
Right, yeah.
There's sewer to the west.
Yeah, but I mean, just, there's no sewer line up again, there's no sewer or water up between fourth and, or fifth and sixth.
So you bought the property with the understanding there was water out front or water available?
Yeah, so when Haley subdivided the lot originally, somebody from the city came and told her that all utilities were there and it was ready to be a building lot. And then after, you know, there was a whole other ballgame with it, and then I bought it after they bought it from the bank. And then, so I bought it with the understanding that all utilities were on the lot ready to be built. And then I submitted plans, and that's when Coulter found that there was no mains there.
No, hey, Mike knew there was no water there.
I was gonna say, I don't think that lot split ever come to planning and zoning either.
Mike's the one that sold it to you?
It ended up going through bankruptcy, and then the person that bought it, I bought it from him.
Yeah, I don't remember seeing that lot split.
I don't think that lot split ever come through planning and zoning, so I think the lot split was done totally illegal and not even come to planning and zoning.
We probably would have caught it if the utilities have had it came through.
They just went to the county and split it without coming to planning and zoning.
It was never split, did I know?
But I don't think they've ever come to planning and zoning.
Well, that's the problem, is when guys like Mark buy it, and then they come to get through, that's when it shows up, because the county will record whatever you want to record down there. And so it makes it hard for.
Only one thing that's known to talk to recently with the new recorder down there and ask them to please not do that, but they need to make sure they're going through the right channels. So hopefully we're going to make a change there, but it hasn't happened.
Or at least give us a courtesy call and say, has this been through the planning commission?
So long, yes, the word.
Do we have other areas in town where we don't have water and sewer running down?
Yes,
we do.
A few.
Yep.
I wasn't aware of this one, but that's, I wouldn't.
So we have made the stand that if we have to extend those lines, it's gonna be on the developer's back.
Yep.
And when people buy those, they should be aware of that. That's where we got a hole in our system, is you were not made aware that there was not a water line there.
Right.
In fact, it sounds like you were actually told contrary, that there was. But it was probably told by somebody that didn't know.
Yeah,
I don't know who he's talking to, they probably didn't know that there was not a line.
Well, all of it came from the prices, and that's my own fault for just taking someone's word and not digging into it further. But that's where it all came from, saying it's here, here's the sewer, pointed out, here's the water. So I went with that and purchased the line.
Well, isn't there an irrigation line that runs through that lot?
There is.
Yeah.
I don't know, I guess, is that through the middle of the lot too?
It's through the 10-foot easement on the side. It's about 8 feet into the property from where the split was.
It's right north and south.
Yeah, so it's on your east.
Yeah.
I guess my question is there any benefit to the city by looping that line there and making the lot, putting the main line in there?
Find benefit.
Is there room for any other homes on the same side of the road?
No, there's the acre that Mike owned that now Bill Pollock owns, and then there's mine and then the house on the corner.
But on the north?
Nothing else on that side.
North side of the road, what's there?
There's 2.26 acre lots owned by the same person, I was just looking at their name, and then another 0.56 lot on the, coming, that faces 6th East.
And they come off the other streets with their...
There's two lots right across from Mark.
On the north side.
Could be built on.
Yes.
No water on the north side of the street?
No, there's no water between 5th and 6th, or sewer.
Either side?
Either side.
I mean, hydraulically into the system, it probably doesn't make a difference if there's a loop there or not.
On that third south, huh?
Fire flows and everything, I mean, that's...
But wouldn't it be practical to run the main on the north side of the street? If we were gonna have to run a main line, wouldn't it be more practical?
Well, sewer's on the north side.
Yeah, sewer's on the north, west and south.
Okay, further down, sewer is on, so if you go down to 5th East, sewer is on the north side of the road. But in 5th and 6th, there's nothing.
There's no sewer down there that you...
Right out here.
Sewer's on the west side of the road on 3rd and 5th. The main on the water that you tie into for 5th and 6th would be on the east side of the road, so you could run it down either side of the road. Wouldn't make a difference.
Well...
Because there's nothing running east and west on that road for sewer. On the north side, or on anything from 4th.
Well, the only thing is there's three, it sounds like there's three lots that could be built on the north side of the street.
The problem is you won't be able to tie to that sewer on 5th and 3rd.
Yeah, because it's behind the other house.
It's got major issues.
What is the sewer? Is it say where you're saying it is?
That's the one that Doug Chili put in, that's got major issues.
It's got a bunch of bailings in it.
So it can't be used? Does anybody use it?
Well, there's...
It's being used as a water lot.
But it's the one they have checked constantly, real backup.
And it's doing better now that we've got some more homes on it, get a little more flow.
So what do we do if somebody comes in on the north end, north side of that street and wants to build? What do we require them to do?
They'd have to extend the sewer line just like we do with any other developer right now.
But they're tying into a substandard line, is what these guys are saying?
I mean, to me that just compounds the problem. If you got a substandard line, you identify it and you can continue to allow people to hook up to it, and
it's a bigger problem.
You're just compounding that and increasing your liability.
How big is your line?
What's that?
How big is your line?
The sewer?
Yeah.
8 inch, probably.
I'm trying to remember that one, it's 6 or 8, I don't remember off the top of my head.
You say it's running better now because of the extra homes that's on it?
Yeah.
More flow?
Yeah.
But as I'm understanding, it's running north and south on 6th East.
So it goes from, so on 5th East, it goes from 3rd South all the way over to 2nd South. So it runs north.
Right.
On Fifth?
It runs north, but it's draining south.
It's not got very good, yeah, there's not very good, it ain't even got very good slope, because they, it was clear back when Cass was here, when they tied that in, and it was for the corner log cabin house on the southwest corner, which Farley used to own originally to build. That's what the original sewer was going across there for. But it's been problematic.
We allowed them to put a 6-inch line there?
Well, it's on city easement.
I know, but six-inch line is not up to standard according to water quality standards.
Right. That was back.
As a main line.
As a main line. When Cass was here, that was clear back.
Yeah, I guess our biggest issue is the water line right now.
Yeah, we probably got off on a tangent a little bit. Sorry about that. I just tried to wrap my head around what's up there. So you're looking at probably, what, 200 or 300 feet of main line? Plus a connection?
Well, you have to do all the way through the block, because otherwise you're dead end your main.
So it'd have to run from 600 east down to 500 east?
On the south.
Side of the road.
Yeah, you can say you do either side.
Oh, you can, so the north street.
I thought you said the sewer's on the north.
The sewer's, there's no sewer on the north, it's on the west side of the road on 3rd East and 5th South, or 5th East and 3rd South. But if you tie onto it, you may cause more headache than it's worth.
On the sewer?
Yes.
I guess my thinking was on the water line, I don't know why we would require Mark to run the whole block, because he only needs it to his house, and
I mean, he was saying this because it is a dead end.
I don't know, we have dead ends all over town.
Okay.
But, I don't know.
Well, the only problem I guess I see with a dead end is you might have to run the water a long time to get it flushed out.
Yeah, that's the problem with only one connection on it.
And not looped.
Don't sound like there'll be another connection on it anyway.
There would be if somebody builds on the north side of the road.
So in that case, we should run a bigger line than just one sized for just a single resident then.
So there's only one building lot on the other side, on the north side of the road.
I thought you said there was.
Culture two, there's only one as far as that's subdivided now.
But it could be split.
It's a .56 on the corner. That could be subdivided, but it hasn't been all the one.
And it's on the corner lot, so the corner lot could go to the west.
The corner lot has a house on it. Yeah. It's the lot to the west, but it can split.
It could split off, so there'll be two next to each other.
Right. And then you have Mark.
So you might have three with marks.
With Mark three, possibly, yeah.
Yeah. How long has these water lines been in here?
What's that?
The main infrastructure, how long has it been in this city?
All this stuff.
80 years?
92.
92, we redone the city?
That's when all those got it put in, yeah, I was in 92. That was a bigger project they did in 92.
And we probably didn't put it there because there was no houses there.
No. Right. Yep. Then I'm going, why? You should run water by all the blocks. If you put a system in, it should have water to.
But there was no houses, so there was no reason to, so it's like, why spend your money when there's no houses there? And nobody to connect on to it.
Well, you have to think ahead and think there's going to be houses there.
A lot of the funding agencies won't let you build for future either, though, too.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, there's a lot of things in this city that happened 20 years ago or 30 years ago that we're having to rectify now where a little common sense at the time.
I know.
The other problem with that 92 project is that's why they have a headache is because they never put things. Cut out the locate wire. Well, there's no locate wire with any of it.
Which was a cheap
piece of it. They just entered in and saw it.
Yeah.
It was never there.
It was never stacked.
So where's Mr. Bryce now?
I don't know. His ex-wife lives in the house with someone else.
So there's no chance of getting any help, monetary help from that side. They sold you the property and they're saying...
I mean, they let them run, you know, their sewer through the back to get the gravity, but they, yeah, there's no way of getting anything from Mr. Price.
Well, if they didn't, she didn't tell it to you, did she?
No, he lost it through the bank.
He lost it through the bank, like you said.
So who sold it to you?
So Bill Pollock's brother bought the whole house through the bankruptcy, and then he subdivided off the .56, and then I bought it through, I can't remember what it was, engineering.
You don't let a county to get a split then.
It's just amazing, I mean, the county doesn't require verification or something from the city. They just
do it. So you're the title company and they just do it. That's where the whole problem...
Require verification from municipality.
But even that, if somebody comes in for a lot split, I don't think we can deny it just because there's not utilities.
We tell them though. It's known in the lot split that there's no utilities.
Right.
So then they have to disclose it.
But I don't know if that would have helped in this case, would it?
Yeah, because it would have been disclosed.
Well, he'd at least know he didn't have any water. That's what would have helped.
Yep. Well, who would have told him?
If they had come to the planning and zoning to done the lot split, the planning and zoning would have known that there was no water there because Colton comes to them and...
I know, but who would have told Mark in that situation?
So then it would have been disclosed on the lot split, so then if they didn't transfer that, no, that part of it, then it's back to their liability. For not disclosing.
It sounds to me like it's the Pollock's, but isn't he the one that's decided to split the lot?
Yeah, he's the one that bought it through bankruptcy.
Okay, so he's the one that split the lot, so he, maybe he's the one that should be accountable, not Mr. Price.
Who split the lot? Or do we know?
The Prices split the lot originally. They had it done through the county and everything because they were going to sell it to Ashley Wheeler, who was planning on building. And then with, through the divorce, it got bad, so then she found a different lot.
Well, he never did it through planning and zoning.
No.
What do you do for a living?
I'm an electrician.
Just curious.
I'm in Park City now, but I'm starting my own thing, and that's what we were coming down here for. Just kind of start another electrical company down here.
I don't know, it's another one of those.
Got to stick to what we've been doing.
Yeah, well, we've been. What are we talking about cost-wise, Colter?
Probably about 20 grand. 6 to 5, I mean.
What's that?
From 6 to 5, main loop.
What was the price on pipe you just got to call it?
Well, something, I think.
A foot?
No, not a foot, total.
Was 12 grand?
Yeah.
How many linear feet was that?
Just under 1,000.
So we could do about 6.
Well, then you gotta install it.
Was that just for the pipe?
That was pipe, yeah.
The pipe was gonna install it, right?
Yeah.
I called my excavator at a Heber that was gonna come dig my lot. He does that all the time up there. He quoted me somewhere between 25 and 30 is what he thought by the time we engineered it and did the dig and ran the main.
And that was probably just your lot?
No, that was the
Full length, huh?
Because Colter and I talked about it and he said, you know, pretty much that's your option. That's why I'm here today to see if there's any other way to do it or if I'm just gonna dump the lot and move somewhere else.
I just wonder if that's something that maybe Paul could help do or something.
No, I don't want to get into that.
Typically, we've been having the homeowners pay to extend lines. And that's probably, you've probably been told that's why you've got quotes from your excavator. And I don't know.
Is the property owners across the street to the north have any, do you think they would have any inclination to participate in that where they know that there's not a line there and they're gonna face the same situation?
I don't believe so. The one, they fenced it to be their backyard. You know, both of them, both lots on the other side of the street have set roots there.
What about the middle lot?
That, it's part of a backyard. He owns both lots, both 2.26 acre lots, but they've made that their backyard with their shed in the back, and I mean, there's the future possibility of ripping things down, but as it is now, it's not.
Well, it's more of those deals where I see, I don't know how we can do it without opening a can of worms.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
I just don't see, you know, where we're at. Yeah, that lot is. Well, and obviously, there's a few.
We've had several of them. You're not the first.
Oh, I, yeah.
So, try to see it.
No, I think you're really gonna get the county to quit doing that.
Yeah.
I don't know how we stop the county, that's true. How can we stop the county from doing that?
There'll be something we can do on that. It's pretty disappointing, yeah. Either out of the title company or somebody, whoever's going through somehow.
Yeah.
So just to follow up, if we were to have him put a, I mean, he would be required to put an 8-inch main in to get to his property. That would be what we'd require.
Probably be a 6-inch.
Even though.
6-inch main.
Even though there's, according to them, there's not gonna be another connection there, but.
There's two possibilities on the north side for sure. And then, I think Mike Price's lot would be big enough, you could actually split that old house lot and put another house on there also.
So it's probably, I would, I mean, in that light, I would stick to an 8-inch main line, I guess, is.
Other than both mains on the east and the west, if it's six, so it would really be in.
There's six?
Yeah.
So the easement is to the south behind his, would be behind his house for the sewer?
The sewer's already there.
Yeah, that's, well, I'm just thinking here, now you gotta lay water on top of the sewer.
No.
10 feet apart.
10 feet apart.
Probably.
On primary.
10 feet.
That's one thing we need to do, is we need to get maps on these, so.
I thought we were, don't we have?
I was just thinking for him, you know, if he could bring it from just, from 5 feet down the backside and into his house, it'd be a lot cheaper than having to run it.
So there's 6 feet right here. Here's 50, third south. This is Mike's piece. This is the piece that guy bought right there. The sewer line runs right down through here. Hooks into a manhole right here. And these are, this piece.
Yeah, because it may identify where the, those areas are at.
This piece could be divided, so that's the two pieces we're talking on the north side of the road.
Oh, yeah.
They will.
They will eventually.
They had another come to planning zoning a month ago.
But they haven't.
Sewer there, and that was.
There's no way you're gonna store your third car. No.
So the people knew it.
Because they made him aware there was no sewer there, and they were gonna have.
Oh, that, and no trash.
So they probably either.
So Robin Monk, who was the real estate agent.
You guys recorded?
As the people bought it, they knew upfront that they had to extend that one.
Yeah.
You'll be glad you hung on to that 20.
So.
That medical insurance is worth, I think they're about $1,800 a month.
I'm ready to be down now.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I understand.
If I was him, and if he was misled on the lot, I'd either call an attorney or something. I don't know, I just feel. Either that, or, I mean, he's gonna pay as much for the attorney to put the water line in.
Yeah, you would.
So I wonder how much you paid for the property.
Anybody sign up for public?
No.
That's one thing we'll try and do too, next time we have these, is try and get a map, a better map, so we know. So everybody can have a visual of what's what.
I feel bad for the guy.
I do too, you know, who knows what he paid for the lot?
Well, he wanted to move here and start a business, and I think it's a good, he'd be a good citizen for our community.
Oh, absolutely.
He used to live here, you know, remember in our ward, he was, him and his wife was here.
Was they?
Few years ago.
I think you're right, though, we'd be opening a can of worms.
Cool.
If we start paying for water extensions to developers.
Yeah. You do it for one, you gotta do it for everyone.
Well, unless we can, unless it benefits, like we've done down in, like Todd Beasley, we had, it benefited the city to help participate.
Well, we shared with them.
Right.
And we had the contour.
Contour plus our electric.
But hydrologically, it doesn't help us to have that loop line in there.
Yep.
I mean, it might, somewhere along the line, but I don't see how.
So next item is discussion action on the Colony Water Impact Fees. We're not to table it because we don't have the ordinance.
Rolled all the way to vote on it.
Drew up? Yeah, we've been trying to get it drafted and everything else, so we'll have to table that till next.
We held a public hearing, all right?
Right.
Did anybody show up?
We did, we had one.
She was there.
She was here. So I was talking to Jeannie a little bit about that, we just need to make sure that we got all the notices, because there's several notices that need to be.
Right, put in, that's why we're not quite, it's all gonna be attached into the way that ordinance is put, and that's why we're not quite ready for it.
And then from what I understand, we have to wait 90 days before we can enact that.
60 days.
Is it 60?
60 days.
Okay.
So when we vote on it, it will have the date that we can start charging.
I read 90, but maybe I've got an old code.
I thought it was 92.
Devin told me it was 60, so we better double check.
Yeah, we probably better, because I just heard 90 again down at Earl Water last week, and that's why I'm bringing it up, because.
Okay.
And Devin was there, but I didn't talk to him about it, but anyway.
So anyway, we're gonna have to table that, so, till next meeting.
I think you missed one, Kevin.
Okay, next item, fire department.
Should be getting our annual contract should be coming through, hopefully bringing them out or they look outside. While then, we're gonna see the town. We also did it yesterday, we're working on the same kind of agreement for extrication in the county, but it will be a zero pay. But yet, we will still have a lot of liability. So, discussions at that point, but trying to mitigate that issues we had in the past. Whether we're working on it.
Did I miss this the last time, Drew?
Must have.
Yeah, you did.
I missed a lot.
Was that the only one that was missing?
I think so.
There's two of them. What's the other one, I should?
There's a whole stack of them, you got the top one, not all the others.
I did get some quotes on the truck, the other guys worked on the same thing. The shortest truck they make on the other companies on 37 feet, so we got to hack 7 feet out of somewhere.
I'm not that.
I don't know what happened.
So we'll have to get a new building going fairly quick too. Our little, another place to park the truck behind it.
Yeah, something we'll get figured out, but. Just shy of $800,000.
Okay. Anything else with fire department? Public Works.
We're working on potholes, we got the coal patch in this week. We're starting knocking them out, we've been also trying that cement stuff. Lynn and I have been working on some radiuses and some other potholes with that. We're gonna test it out, see how we like it. Rest of our street signs showed up, the ones we were missing, we've been working on getting them put out.
Did you see somebody hit the stop sign Saturday by the rec center? I'm sure it was during junior jazz.
No, okay. Who did that pick?
They're not by the rec center, but over by the gym, sorry.
By the gym?
Yeah.
Fast track?
Yeah.
Didn't we try that, stop and pass them all a few years back, and it panned out?
Oh, yes.
If it's long going to state, we'll.
This is that stuff they did for these with Kevin.
Oh.
That's a state, state takes care of all those.
State takes care of that stop sign?
I'll call him in the morning, mine already got it, you know.
Okay.
I'll call Scott.
If it's on an old, I can't remember, is that an old wooden post?
No, it's a metal post.
It's got a breakaway, one of their triangular breakaways.
See, they have to turn all their stuff in when they replace them. They have to keep accounting for anything that they replace and anything else, have to send it back, so.
I know it's Saturday, so I knew it was during junior jazz.
We started passing for irrigation, allowing me to replace, and we we're getting ready to fire up on that. I ordered some parts and a few different things, so that's coming sooner than later.
Miss anything?
We've been trimming trees and like up on Main Street and everything. We did get that John Deere reel mower to Nephi in about 3 days. We should know what's going on with that. And we rebuilt that 4-inch valve. On those approaches, I think our biggest problem with the potholes with that cement is keeping people off of them. You know what I'm saying?
The 2 or 3 days that it's needed to get it to set up?
Yeah, I mean, and we use that vibrator plate stuff on that, and I think actually it's gonna work pretty good, but we'll see. It's still wet. We still got it barricaded off and we haven't let traffic on it. We just done it today, so hopefully, because you know, like when we get to the end of our drainage gutters and stuff like that where it keeps washing away, if we can put that in there, I think it's gonna look good. We can make it, you know, so. And we've kind of figured a different way of mixing them. We kind of dumped in the bucket of the skid steer in the backhoe and roll it back and forth so that beats shoveling. So that's going a little bit better than that. So, and then.
Did that guy from Duchesne County ever get a hold of you?
Haven't seen him. But we did, like Cooper said, we did get that first load of Easy Street in today. We have done some potholes today. We did start on those, so. And then we've been servicing like back trucks and everything like that. We've done a lot of servicing. Just so you guys know that Austin did pass the CDL. Everything's cool there. And Dave and Austin did go to down St. George, so we got our fingers crossed.
You say it did pass the CDL?
Yeah, Austin did, yeah. He was stressed the last couple of weeks. He's had a long.
I seen him and Dave down there wandering around like a couple lost puppy dogs.
Yeah, they still got a blank look on their face. So, I mean, they're doing good with them. They got it, so. And I guess they started on that Brandon Beck up there. You know about that. They started on that. He's actually just done his sewer line to get the grade and everything. They are going to start on the main line tomorrow. So I think, you know.
Who ended up getting that bid?
JCI. So.
I figured where Steve was sitting here that night, I figured he would probably be the one.
So, yep, other than that, then we've kind of been kind of prepping both vehicles for an auction. So get ready to have an auction this spring, get rid of our junk, so generate a little money.
Slightly used.
We don't use it. Let's put it. Yeah.
I've noticed the art there. It looks really good. You guys have been cleaning it up.
Yep, we've been trying to keep on top of things. And we've been trying to get some of the crafts, get a start on cleaning like all the old Christmas stuff out of the cemetery, the wreaths and old trees and stuff like that. So we had a couple guys work on that a little bit. So hopefully. We need to jump on that for. We're going to be hitting drain valves next week, right?
That's something we maybe ought to post out there too. Is more that we pick up Christmas trees on a certain time.
Say that one more time, Mike.
That's maybe something we need to post in other years is what time we start to clean those up, like a March 1st or.
Yeah. You wouldn't believe how much better it looks, though. Because they had all these little reefs and all the, you can actually drive and see the difference. The stuff was just laying around and everything. I mean, they got a dumpster full, so just.
There is, if you look through the cemetery stuff, there is a certain time frame when they're supposed to have it picked up. I mean, it's hard to, how do I feel that? How do you go take something like that? But at the same time, if it meant that much to them, they would have picked it up by now from Christmas.
Yeah. And that's it. I mean, we are, you know, I mean, and stuff that are looking, we're not taking everything. We're taking things that look trashy. I mean, there's still a lot still left in there.
I mean, that's something that maybe I'd look at putting a little little sign out there, you know, all Christmas things comes up.
We probably should have done it in a newsletter, you know.
Well, if there was a sign out there too, that would just let people know that, for sure, and then you just start removing stuff.
Well, I think a lot of people probably come in from out of town, put something there, and they never have any intention on coming back and getting it, so.
Well, you see all those dead Christmas trees and dead wreaths and stuff like that.
It does. That poor sign, the sign that come here, they couldn't say, well, I didn't get the paper.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry too much about taking stuff down.
I didn't get the paper to tell that. Throw a sign up out there, right there at the store of the cemetery, and they can see it, the rules of the cemetery.
I wonder what the rules of the cemetery are. Did you allow to be picked up within a month after the holidays or something?
I don't know, I have to dig into it.
Did Sandra talk to you about moving it?
Get a sign, you try to put it down there in the entrance.
Yeah.
Did Sandra direct you to where?
No.
So, I'd be worried. We did it one year, under her direction, we got a lot of, there was a lot of pissed off people.
So, say that again, under Sandra's direction, you did it?
Years ago, yeah, we went, she wanted to help clean up, and we did it, and she got, it turned ugly. There was a lot of people that claimed they had priceless stuff out there, even though they were sending trees, and it was ugly.
Yeah, I think, I've been to other cemeteries where it says that things should be removed by a certain time.
Well, usually have it before, right now. Ethan's got a sign down there, you pull, when you come in the main entrance into the cemetery, there's a sign right there, it's telling you all flowers and da-da-da-da-da has to be removed.
Or else they'll throw them away.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to do, get us.
That's what I was gonna say, that's what we need to do, is get us a sign, because then it covers us, and then nobody can come back and say anything about cleaning it up a certain time.
Because we didn't get the paper, we didn't get the flyer, we didn't see your paper.
Yeah, so I reached out to a couple companies on bids for spraying and fertilizing this year, today. So hopefully I'll get those back for part of next week.
And then also, we need to get that four flex water on it there, so that's going, so.
They have a game today, is that right?
Yeah, they have a game today, we got it yesterday. We had a couple leaks, and we got it fixed, so.
The baseball they're playing, or?
Yeah.
We also burnt the pile down the city lagoon.
I noticed that was, you dumped some murk down there.
So.
Did it all burn?
Lot of it, yeah. There's a lot of dirt stuff left in there, but I mean, it burned pretty good, I think.
A lot of it can kind of spread around now or something.
Yeah, we went down after we burned it and mixed it around a little bit with loaders and stuff, so I think it's ready.
Looks like you've kind of segregated it, you got a pile of this kind of material here and a pile. So where do we go from there? Do we keep building those piles, or do we haul them off?
I'm looking at you, pal.
The pile's still down there, but.
Our other companies are metal. The rock and cement, I'm gonna put up by the two upon a couple of pile rocks and cement I got up there. Then we'll just, the big cement there, look at things that come out of the airport. I'm just gonna drop a couple of those in each dumpster we send out this spring for city cleanup, and just get rid of those.
What are they?
The old lights, the base for the lights at the airport.
Oh. Because there's some other concrete things that they left out there from the race or something out there. Aren't those still out there?
Yeah, those are still good, I could use them.
I was gonna say, don't throw those away, because they block the road off or something.
Sewer.
So that's where we're at down there, so we'll be ready for city cleanup too. So, yeah.
It was a pretty good blaze.
It was good. It took a bit to get her going, but it burned good.
Well, it was lucky, it went straight up, did the most of it.
No wind that day, huh?
No.
Yeah, you did get lucky.
We didn't want to come in on this town too. I mean, you know, we had that little bit of breeze earlier, it's come down the north, we thought, we better do it this morning, so.
Yeah, the earlier the better, probably, when you're gonna burn a fire like that.
Have you talked to Jillens about dumpsters for those days of the city cleanup?
No, I'll call. We're still got a month on it.
Yeah, the end of April, first of May.
Yeah.
Last Saturday.
I'll call Rob and talk to him.
I mean, like, needs as many, we could just have them clean it, or dump it in between the week if we had to, too.
Yeah, that worked out so awesome last year, so looking forward to doing it that way again.
Anything else?
No.
Fire department's not here.
Thanks, Colter.
Yeah, thanks. Good for them.
Those are wives.
All right. Good. It's a powerhouse, nothing. Let's see, we need to go into a closed session to talk about a couple of things.
Make a motion, go into a closed session to discuss character, professional competence, or physical and mental health of an individual, and hold a strategy session to discuss the purchase, exchange, or lease of real property.
Okay, so a motion by Justin and seconded by Sam to go into a closed session to discuss character, personal comp, professional or physical or mental health of an individual, and hold a session on discussing purchasing or exchanging of real estate property. Do we have to, all those in favor?
I guess, does that be a roll call?
Yeah, it's a roll call.
That's me, a roll call? All right, roll call.
Yeah, I'm not on record with everybody. Justin?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Russell?
Yeah.
Rondi?
Yes.
And Sam?
Yes.
Is there a map that shows where the water and sewer is on property? Where the connections are? Do you know?
How do we do this? We have to make a motion to open it. Right? Now we have to make the motion to open it, the closed session.
And then when you're done, I think you have a motion to close it in question.
All right.
Well, make a motion that we open this closed session to discuss the character, professional competence, or physical or mental health of an individual. Hold a strategy session to discuss the purchase, exchange, or lease of real property.
Second. Yeah, motion by Russell and seconded by Justin to open this closed session to talk about character, professional, or physical or mental of an individual or an employee, and then to hold a strategy session on purchasing, exchanging, or leasing real property. I think we ought to get, Kevin said we could call him on the phone. I think we ought to.